the more democratic a culture is, the harder it is to appropriate a previous leader. I mean, it's very interesting at the moment to see the revival of Stalin, for instance, in Putin's Russia as an admired figure, having been knocked down as a bloodthirsty tyrant before. So the possibility of taking a figure from the past is always open. But as I say, the more conversational, the more confrontational, more democratic, the more argumentative a political culture is, the harder it is. You can see this in the case of Churchill, because there are still lots and lots and lots of people who know a great deal about what Churchill thought and said. Any mainstream party which tried to say, we are the party of Churchill, would get into trouble because Churchill changed his mind so much that he can be quoted against you as often as he can be quoted in favour of you.
Dead rulers are still very present, and they're still on the currency. A thoughtful alien handling the banknotes of China and the United States today might well assume that one was ruled by Mao and the other by George Washington. And in a sense, that's exactly what the Chinese and American leaders want us all to think. Political giants like these lend an aura of stability, legitimacy, and above all of unquestionable authority to modern regimes struggling with huge problems. Lysimachus's gambit still sets the pace for the world's superpowers.